Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome into WEEI Afternoons on a tremendous Wednesday afternoon, where we will talk to Adam Schefter less than a week before the trade deadline in the National Football League. And of course, less than 24 hours after he had to break a bunch of news about the Patriots already making trades that he could have saved for 345, Fitzy. That would have been nice.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Schefter. First you poo-poo all over our MVP choice, then you let the cat out of the trade bag.
But I think, I don't know, I've poo-pooed you. Speaking of poo-poo, poo-pooing A.J. Brown. And now I'm starting to no longer poo-poo A.J. Brown.
Not necessarily really?
To the Patriots. Just that I think legit A.J. Brown is available. And I've heard Florio talk about it.
Uh-huh.
You look at the circumstances of he has his biggest game of the year. And then he's a weird, inactive hamstring that he didn't really have. Like a whole issue there. Oh, and then they have a bye week leading into the trade deadline. So it's almost like they shelved him after his best game to then shop him. And in the meantime, Saquon goes off and the offense looks different and maybe better and maybe what they want to be. I just think if you want to believe, Fitzy, like I know you do, if you want to believe, A.J. Brown's available. If you want to believe, he is available. He is available.
Is A.J. atop the top of your I want to believe list?
No, he wouldn't be. He would be, and I said this to Dan Ball before the show, A.J. Brown is perfect for me in that I could argue both sides of that conversation quite easily. I could argue why I want him on the New England Patriots.
Yep.
And I could also argue why I don't want him anywhere near the 6-2 vibes or great New England Patriots. I could literally argue both sides of that equation.
The chemistry right now is so perfect. The magic V word. We'll probably have to start putting like a dime or a quarter in the vibes jar every time we say it, which is fine because it's going to ultimately go to a good cause. We are having fun. He could potentially upset the emotional apple cart that is the vibe-centric Patriots 2025. He could also come in and add such an established big bad deep threat who already has a tremendous pre-established relationship with Mike Vrabel and several other coaches on the Patriots coaching staff that it just takes this team from, hey, they can be mentioned in the contender breath to no. They are now the front runner to represent the American Football Conference.
So before we get ahead of ourselves and start talking about what we want the Patriots to do to add to the roster over the next 6 days, let's get to what they did over the last 24 hours, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Former second-round picks, polarizing players. We've had discussions about both of these guys a lot in the last couple years. We'll start with Kyle Duggar. He was traded along with a seventh-round pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
A.K.A. The Patriots safety junkyard.
Yeah, apparently, because he'll join his buddy Jabril Peppers with the Steelers in the back end of the defense. And the Patriots get a sixth-round draft pick in 2026, so it's one of those late-round pick swaps where you move up a round or a half a round in the draft, and you unload, and I say unload because when further information came out, it was quite clear they unloaded Kyle Duggar. They are paying most of the $5.4 million that's left on Duggar's original $9.75 million salary to complete the deal. So they wanted him gone. They wanted
a roster dump, not a salary dump, Andy.
They wanted him off the books, and they wanted him out. Why exactly that is, if it's as simple as the scheme fit, I don't know. But this is a guy that for so long here was seen as sort of a building captain, leader, leads by example, quiet, plays in the box, physical. And obviously, Elliot Wolf and Gerard Mayo gave him $55 million or whatever it was 2 years ago. And this regime just wanted out. We've seen him play some this year. He's been in a backup role. The most notable play we saw was that, I think it was the first play of the game in New Orleans where he was on Chris Olave, and Chris Olave was like, sweet, 55 yards later, I'll have a nice catch.
Oh, he's made a couple plays in his time, and he's also gotten pantsed in coverage a number of times. I think we're in lockstep here that this deal was not about, and these deals overall were not about, oh, we got to clear some cap space to make the big splash. We're going to get a guy on defense and offense. This was, hey, look, there's probably not a spot for you, just like we've been detailing, as you probably knew in camp early on and yesterday. So what we're going to do is send you someplace where there's a chance you can actually get some meaningful snaps the rest of the way. Take your stank ass vibes off the sideline, out of the locker room.
Stank ass?
Well, we don't know if they're complaining outwardly. I texted around, and I heard the phrase pain in the ass was used. Should we say pain in the posterior way it was used for Curran and Perry?
And then is Kyle Duggar going to want to have a press conference to acknowledge?
Not about Duggar, about Keon White.
Oh, Keon White. Oh, he's been a pain in the posterior for a while. He's a guy that, so let's see, three coaches, 3 to 4 defensive coordinators, and it's always their fault, right? It's never Keon White's fault. It's always somebody else's fault that they're not quite giving him the opportunities he deserves. He's not being used right. He wants to be coached harder. The guy's not very good. I had somebody tweet me, and just to clarify, Keon White was traded to the San Francisco 49ers with a 7th-round pick in exchange for a 6th-round pick, and they were like, how come they got so little for Keon White? And I said, I don't know, it could be 3 years worth of tape that shows the NFL he's not that good. Like, he's just not that good. He had that one splash early last year with whatever it was, 2.5 sacks against the Browns.
4.5 sacks, like 3 or 4 games in, and everyone was like, oh my God, we got our new straight hand.
No, we don't. He's not that good. He's so one-dimensional. There's no, like, he just wants to be stiff and powerful and
That was the
mean
word everyone kept using. I think Fourier said that. I think a couple other people in their breakdown. And the dude looks like Myles Garrett adjacent. Like, he looks like a museum statue when he's got his shirt off. But he's very stiff in his playing style.
Yeah,
and I mean, the only benefit they get to him, Andy, is, according to Pelissero, if he's active for 7 games, the Pats get to keep the 7th, and then basically it's just Keon for a 6th.
He still dumped a second-round pick for a 6th-round
pick. Yeah, the ROI is not great.
No, and this wasn't about that. Now, the only question is, was this just about unloading, or was this it happens early, are you now resetting to prepare to add? And I'm not talking about the sexy stuff, because we'll talk about the sexy stuff later. We'll talk sexy time later. I'm just talking about bodies, depth. You know, do you have a vision? And I'm not just talking about John Saunders, who apparently I'm going to have to argue with Ted about. Why are we getting excited about John Saunders?
Well, because he led the SEC in takeaways in 2024. Yes, I know he
right,
didn't
this is
get
the
drafted.
NFL. He was on a practice squad. How many safeties are in the NFL, Fitzy?
I'm going to guess 2.5 per team, so I'll say
I'd say it's 80. More than that. I would say it's
96.
4 to 5 per team. So at 4 per team, there were 128 safeties that were employed. So he was at best the 129th safety in the National Football League, because anybody could have signed him off the practice squad at any time.
But maybe these guys, hey, listen, we don't know. Are we, I'll ask you straight up, are we in a position right now to doubt any of the work that Terrell Williams and the Hardker and Mike Vrabel have been doing? Like, they've been right more often than not. They have their vision and they value positional flexibility and coverage over just thumpery like that was brought with Jabril Peppers and obviously the now departed Kyle Duggar.
Yeah, no doubt that the departures, I trust them, because we have questioned some things early on. Jabril Peppers was one of those questions, and winning validates you, and success validates you. And I said it with Jones and Keefe in the crossover. In Vrabel we trust, in Mike we trust, whatever the hell you want to say it. That doesn't mean the Jag they're bringing in, and no disrespect, but the guy's a Jag if he's on a practice squad. He's just a guy.
He's a first-time flyer. We're not putting him in the Pats Hall of Fame. I mean, eventually, if he has a great game Sunday, I know you'll bump somebody from the My Guy Club, put him in there, and then eventually he'll go to the Hall of Fame.
And they have been more right than wrong at the safety position, if you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. Jalen Hawkins, Craig Woodson, they've done a nice job, right? They've been better than I expected. I never thought when Jalen Hawkins got hurt, I'd miss him. And then I was like, boy, you need to get Jalen Hawkins back. He's pretty good safety back there for you.
Yeah.
And that was the case. So they've been right about it, and that's great. I just don't know that I'm ready to say, yeah, Saunders is the answer. Wow, they've upgraded and all this, because in theory he plays more positions. Does he play any of them well? Can he play at the NFL level, or is he a college-caliber player? We'll find out. But I do think the next step in this process from our perspective is it's not just unloading, because I think we all wanted a safety with or without Duggar. Right, we were all talking about back-end depth in the secondary,
correct,
even with Duggar here. So now with Duggar out, who has played, you look like you need another player. And that's my point there. I'm not just going to assume Saunders is that guy. Do you have a safety you might trade for, who might be the, instead of the 129th best safety in football like Saunders, maybe he's the 67th best safety in football. He's a backup somewhere, and you can bring him in. I don't know, and I think there's enough. I think edge, even with Keon White here, didn't everybody want to add somebody on the edge?
Sure did. A lot of people have been, I've been very vocal in my want for Jalen Phillips from the Miami Dolphins, who I think could be a great situational pass rusher and has had a decent season coming back from the ACL down in the Miami Gardens, and probably would love right the hell up out of 10 pick central.
So I think we need to continue to look at what they can add. And I'm hopeful that, and I had somebody text me last night, and they're like, so they're going to add, right? I mean, they're 6-2. They're the 2 seed. They're going to the playoffs. Now's the time to go all in. Like, you're better than you expected to be. You're ahead of the schedule. I don't know. Vrabel poo-pooed that a couple weeks ago. He kind of shot that down when Karen asked him a question essentially about that a couple weeks ago. I hope they're still looking to add. We've seen reports. I know Diana Russini was one that was like, now with these deals done, the Patriots are ready to stay active. They're going to add.
Stop. How many? I mean, honestly, wasn't Belichick's famous line like, you know, who's wrong more than Charlie Casserly? Like, now we kind of need to get into the whole, like, honestly, like, oh, are you buying what Russini is selling? Because from They Love Jarrett Stidham on, I've been, shall we say, dubious at some of those leads.
Yeah, Diana Russini she's like Roman Anthony. When he's at his best, he's about a 500 on-base percentage. I think she's about a 500 on-base percentage, only in her job, 500 not as good as when you're a baseball player.
Correct.
She's 50-50 on those, but, you know, I'll take her, you know, for the purposes of this discussion, I'll take her at her report that they are going to continue to work the phones and look to add, and that's why I'm looking forward to 345 and talking to Adam Schefter, and who knows what's going to be going on with his phone, with his other phone going to be beeping. Is he going to be reading things while talking to us?
Yeah. What are the sportsbook odds? Maybe Dan Ball can look into this. The sportsbook odds on Adam Schefter, like, taking a call mid-interview with us.
Oh, I think it's decent. We're a little early in the process that I don't think it would be.
Plus 350, maybe?
Yeah. You know, you're not at minus money territory. If we were doing it on Monday, if we talked to Adam Schefter on Monday, I think that would be a minus territory type proposition. But I'm looking forward to talking to him about the big fish and the little fish and how active are the Patriots going to be. And they've done, you know, there's deals going on across the NFL, and we're still basically a week out. And I also think that's weird. I want to ask him if there's going to be a delay. You know, does everybody get the deals done on Tuesday so that that guy can be in their building for Wednesday and the game prep week and all that? And now that we are in game prep week, is there a little bit of a slowdown here before we get back into it after Sunday, your action, then you build up on Monday, finalize the deals before Tuesday?
Yeah, so I think it was on McAfee on Monday where he basically pronounced, he was talking to Hammer Don or one of those guys, and said that Kyle Duggar was as good as gone. And then here we are Tuesday afternoon, like, we all hop in our respective vehicles after the EEI afternoon show, and shazam, one, gone. Oh, wait, is that Keon White also gone? Like, it was an absolute flurry of deals from one formerly Tom Brady place.
So Mike Vrabel spoke to the media about an hour ago at Gillette Stadium, and here were some of his limited comments on the deals they made for Keon White and Kyle Duggar.
timing of everything and where we're at as a team, felt like it was the right thing to do. We get a lot of guys in that room, and we just felt like at this particular time to make those moves that we made with him and Kyle, and really make our focus here against the Falcons, a team that we don't know much about, haven't played in 5 years, 4 or 5 years. So wish Keon the best, wish Kyle the best. Appreciate their professionalism, and added some other guys here to the roster too.
Mike, specific on Keon, I know he played in the last preseason game. You gave him a shot there. He's also someone who started camp as a kind of a first-team starter role. Why do you think ultimately it just didn't work out with him?
Yeah, I'm not trying to figure those things out. I'm trying to prepare the team for the Falcons.
I thought it was interesting how quickly he wanted to turn the page. And I know it's Wednesday, and that's been his thing. We don't talk about anything but the team ahead on Wednesday. But I thought it was interesting, even in his opening answer there, he's like, you know, and really we're just going to talk about the Falcons, a team we haven't played in five. We haven't played anybody with the Patriots in 5 years. You haven't been the coach of the Patriots for more than 5 months. So, like, he definitely was trying to distance himself. And I don't know if that is leads you to believe that there's more to it, like you're saying, Fitzy, pain in the ass, pain in the behind closed doors kind of thing. That's not hard for me to believe. Because Keon White was painted as a pain in the ass last year behind closed doors for the regime then. Yes, Dan Ball.
I kind of file this, guys, as the same as what they did during the offseason when they were removing all the captains from last year. Anybody who was perceived as being a veteran or somebody with a voice in the locker room, anything that could be connected to past eras of Patriots football, it seems like they were dead set from day one to try to get rid of them. And I kind of file these two under that same file.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Good spin, Dan. I truly believe in my heart of hearts that, again, not about clearing roster space to take flyers on undrafted Saunders or bringing somebody else in, not about clearing big money for A.J. Brown and Trey Hendrickson or keeping a flexible financial future. This is 100% about just making sure that perfectly balanced chemistry on field, in the huddle, on the sidelines, and especially in the locker room is maintained. Because two guys that got playing time before, last year before that, obviously, with the man from Lenoir Ryan, they don't grouse and make any noise to upset the balance.
And are there a lot of people in that room of edge rushers? Because I don't really feel like there are.
They could use an extra one or two.
And so, like, he's kind of being disingenuous. You know, they bring in Saunders at safety, whatever. But on the edge, who's the next guy? Anfernee Jennings isn't really a pass rusher. So while he's in that room, if you're talking about pass rushers in terms of Harold Landry, Kalyvon Chaisson, and who's next in line? Who else you got? Is Swinson? Is he still on the practice squad?
I think he is still on the practice squad.
Okay, so I guess apparently practice squatters are future superstars, if we're to believe what's being said about Saunders around here these days. So maybe he's a superstar pass rusher in the making. But yeah, this was about moving on from, I don't want to say rotten apples, Fitzy, because that seems strong and I don't have enough.
They're not rotten. They're like really not rotten. Like Jack Jones was a rotten apple.
Right. I don't think either of these guys have any like off-field issues. They want to play. They're not playing. Go somewhere else and play. Yes, Dan Ball.
I think you were just removing two green apples from a bag of all reds. Like, you just, apples that didn't necessarily mesh or mix with what you were trying to leave the
hypothetical
orchard.
They mess up your recipe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not the right flavor. They're not terrible. Somebody will like them.
Yeah, they're still perfectly good for the NFL orchard, but they don't match your bag.
There are a couple of Red Delicious or Galas, like, get them out of here. They
Dan
don't work
Ball is having a tremendous start to a Wednesday afternoon here on WEEI Afternoons. Reminder, a little over an hour from now, 3:45, we will indeed talk to Adam Schefter about the NFL trade deadline, what the Patriots have done and what they could do. And I'm jumping onto the bandwagon. Is A.J. Brown actually available? We'll ask Adam Schefter around 3:45. Up next, we continue to break down the Patriots, what they've done and what they are going to do. Do you have full faith in Mike Vrabel and company to target this deadline appropriately, or would you be more all in? He seems to be a little dip a toe in. Would you be cannonballing into the trade waters? That's up next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Afternoons. Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel, a little earlier today at Gillette Stadium in his big Wednesday press conference, talking about Marcus Jones. Can I say our guy, Fitzy, so we don't use a spot on our my guy list? I think he's our guy.
He's officially, because he's in the consent, each of us has him as a guy, and there's a concentric circle spot, so he's officially an our guy.
3 years, $36 million, embodies everything they want to do. I heard the boys earlier talking about it. I guess that slides him in close to third somewhere, third or fourth on the list of slot corners, which he's not just a slot corner. He's no Shohei Ohtani, but his value is definitely bolstered by the fact that he's the best punt returner and all-pro caliber punt returner. So I think that's part of the equation there. And also what he just talked about. If you're going to tear down the leadership like Vrabel did and get rid of all of them, including David Andrews, who I saw in a luxury box at the Bruins last night, having a grand old time. But if you're going to tear down the leadership and then ask people to step up and fill the void, and one of the guys with a C on his chest is Marcus Jones, I think you have to reward that. That's how you build culture, right? That guy steps up. He becomes exactly what you want him to be. You write him a check and say, thank you for your service, and let's continue this relationship.
Yeah, and they were so adamant about doing it as well, Andy, that I heard on a podcast recently David Andrews say he did want to try to come back for one more season, mostly because he did want to play for Vrabel, and he really wanted to see. He was such a believer, and still is, in Drake May, that he kind of wanted to be there for, like, Drake May's rising, if you will, which he's been doing, obviously, at an insanely good ascent this year. Marcus Jones, if they paid him $14 million a year just because he's been playing the cornerback position so well, that still would be fine considering that the salary cap keeps going up every year and the Pats have plenty of money. But the fact that he's also a former all-pro punt returner and potential offensive threat at any given time. Oh, and he's also one of your leading tacklers and is having a career year. It's a steal at 3 for $36 million. I know it sounds crazy, but it is.
And I will also throw this in there, even though it shouldn't necessarily add value, but he's a guy in the post-David Andrews, post-Matthew Slater era that you can put in front of a microphone as a team leader and a team spokesman. Hell, we talk to him every Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons, and you need some of those guys, right? Like, that's part of the business, is having guys that talk to the media and talk to fans, and he has become one of those guys. So that's a little extra layer of value to all the things he brings to a team and an organization.
He was in a Sonic the Hedgehog outfit yesterday as the Patriots hosted sick children for a Halloween party. Now, I know everybody went bananas, including Shime, who was ready to take off his clothes and slather himself in peanut butter over seeing Drake May in a Dragonite, you know, Pokemon outfit yesterday. Yes, I got the name of the character right, everybody. It wasn't Charizard. I know it was Dragonite. But there's Marcus Jones talking to the media, cheering up kids, being a representative of the organization, putting an excellent face, a great face, not only to the on-field product, but the off-field and community-based product as well.
Can we also agree that those costumes likely weren't picked by the players?
I'm going to go ahead and guess that they probably weren't. That reeked of, hey, intern, here's $1,000. Find Spirit of Halloween and yes, come back with 20 adult outfits.
Let's make sure everybody that's going to go up to this party, if they want to, doesn't not do it because they don't have a costume available. Let's have them in the locker room and they can all pick through it. And so whatever Patriots Halloween party they have, maybe it'll be Thursday night. Maybe they'll have a Thursday night gathering. Maybe it'll be I have no idea when it'll be. But whatever they do, I'm guessing that's when Mrs. Drake May will give him the costume that is his real costume, his couple's costume, as he told us that he would basically go with whatever she picks. I don't think she picked, what's the guy's name? Shalazar,
Dragonite.
Dragonite, whatever. Yeah. Poor Pikachu. He's the only one everybody knows, right? He's the most famous of those. Everybody else, don't know it. Whatever. Don't care. Speaking of moves to be made, the Patriots have made two. And the reports indicate that they could also continue to be both sellers and buyers. Is there anybody else you want sold? Yeah, but who else is left to be sold off? Like, which not bolted down aspects of this team are you looking to sell off?
You already got rid of Kendrick Bourne, and he's played extremely well for San Francisco this year. You just got rid of Keon White. You just got rid of Duggar. I can't think of anyone else. There's no line. You stripped the linebacking cupboard bare before you rebuilt it this offseason. Unless they're like, hey, Marte Mapu, can you fetch us an eighth-round pick? I can't imagine anybody that would have any value elsewhere.
Yeah, no, I can't. You've torn this down pretty well and started the build back up, obviously, in the offseason in the summer. I think it's now about what are you adding to this roster. And D'Ernest Johnson, you've added a running back. Apparently, Mike Reese says there's a locker set up. John Saunders.
Remember him.
Oh, yeah, he ran it down their throats. And then Kevin Stefanski, coach of the year candidate, decided to sling it the next drive and threw a pick, and it all spiraled out of control.
That was the 2021 game where they ended up pantsing the Browns. But on the first drive, D'Ernest Johnson filling in at the time for Nick Chubb because he was injured annually, even though he was a hoss, looked great. He's actually pretty serviceable. Like,
You know, I didn't know he was an option, but yeah, he is a guy that you knew there were guys out there like that, that you'd be like, oh yeah, I remember when he had some success with X team. I don't mind him joining the mix. I could see him contributing for a week or two, and it gives you an option for this. I'm calling it the hold your breath backfield, because that's what you do with both Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson. You're not real sure you have a lot of faith in either of them. So assuming D'Ernest Johnson is in shape and ready to go, like, that's a professional running back that you could add to the mix. But I think there's a lot of opportunities. Safety, edge rusher, offensive line, running back, tight. Tom Curran, I think, brought up tight end. That's a sneaky, we like to use it, sneaky need, because you're leaning on Hooper and Hunter Henry. They're not the springiest of spring chickens, and you probably don't want to be removed from what you've been doing if one of them goes down. So maybe they need a tight end.
D'Ernest Johnson, 4 years in Cleveland, four very productive years, I should say, especially 2021, 2 years with the Jaguars, and then this year played in one game for the Arizona Cardinals, had one carry for 0 yards.
Well, that's not great, but let's just, you know, plenty of wear still on the treads from this year, apparently, because he literally hasn't run for a single yard in the National Football League. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines and work in your thoughts as the Patriots approach the trade deadline. They've already started doing business. Let's go to Orlando in Pembroke. What's up, Orlando?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
Doing well.
Yeah, listen, I'm not a big caller, but I listen all the time. You guys are great. You know, when we go back and we look at the draft, and we do these woulda, shoulda, coulda pick this guy. Well, we ended up picking Jerry Wilson in the third round at 95. And I kind of thought we needed safety help. So I was looking at a guy, Xavier Watts, at Notre Dame safety. And Atlanta moved up to take him at pick 96, the next pick. I kind of wanted him. But I'm actually glad I was a little bit wrong. I will get to see both these guys this Sunday. But I'm really happy with Wilson. This guy can play center and guard. And I'm happy with our safeties. I think they're playing very well.
Thanks for the call, Orlando. Yeah, it's hard to argue. I know Jared Wilson hasn't been great,
But he's going to be good. He's going to be good.
He's started for you all year. He missed one game, but you're 6-2. He has started 7 games, and the offensive line has not been a disaster. It's been good enough for you to succeed. It's been good enough for Drake May to put up historic downfield passing numbers. I'm not going to go back and second-guess the Jared Wilson pick right now. I'm not. Mm-mm. You're getting too much early return on investment. If Doug Marrone's as good as I think he is, Jared Wilson's going to be great because he's making it work as a rookie. He will mold him into a much better player.
And he's also playing, based on a short sample size from college, slightly out of position. He was a center in college.
Yep.
And he was willing to jump over to guard and do the best he could, which gives him, going forward, positional versatility, also a plus on Mike Vrabel's team.
I will say, and we'll get into this a little bit later, this does cause you to look back at some of these drafts, though, and continue to go, boy, they didn't really get much in that draft. Two more second-round picks that you're just dumping for pennies on the dollar. Second round picks are supposed to be like, right, the lifeblood. Like, you hit your first round pick, which thankfully they've been doing lately in the first round. They're nailing the hell out of it. But when you mix in a second round pick or a that's when you have nice drafts that lay the foundation. They haven't exactly been doing that of late. So
that's why we need Travion to actually turn it around and fulfill the prophecy and potential and erase this recent history of whiffing on second round picks.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Brett in Palm Springs, California. What's up, Brett? Oh,
just rubbing it in.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
What's up, Brett?
I'm calling to, I just got an idea on a potential backup quarterback option. What about Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston, depending on who the Giants have listed as their third quarterback option at the time?
All right, thanks for the call, Brett.
Russell Wilson over the Pastronaut.
No, thank you. Jameis Winston? Yes. If
you be kidding me.
No, I would take Jameis Winston because he can win you some games. Now, he can lose you some games, as they say. He can lose you some games, but I don't want to be overly negative because the one time you called on Josh Dobbs, he got the job done this year. I am not a real believer that if something happened to Drake May and he missed 3 weeks or a month, you're going to win very many football games with Josh Dobbs. I think you can win with Jameis Winston. I think you can win games.
First we should check to see if there's like a gas leak or something in the studio, because you're not going to win a lot of games with Jameis Winston. He will legitimately lose you as many as he'll win, regardless of how good the coaching is or whatever. He's a ride. He's a wooden roller coaster. You might survive it.
It's fun.
It's fun too.
I mean, I don't do roller coasters, but
you'll emerge a different person, probably with pieces of your spine out of alignment as well. As far as Josh Dobbs, look, he'll come in and finish a game and maybe start one more for you and look good. Then the book is out on him, and then you're toast. Then you're cooked. He's not a long-term answer. He is absolutely the definition of short-term, plug-and-play, fill-in, smart guy backup.
We'll never get the answer to this, but if you said the Patriots need a backup quarterback for a month, I think you win more games with Jameis Winston than you do with Josh Dobbs. Hopefully we never find out and we just are in the midst of a stretch where Drake May starts like 200 straight games and you don't even care who the backup quarterback is.
Good enough for me.
Ever even learn his name. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls on the trade deadline, the Patriots. What do they need? What should they be targeting as they look toward next week? And what are your thoughts on this game they play this week against the Falcons? And maybe Kirk Cousins, maybe Michael Penix. We'll take a first look at that game. But up next, we need to look at the Bruins, who Dan Ball told me were toast, even though they were leading. He cost me $2 in my FanDuel account. I'll tell you that. Why and what we're thinking about the Bruins and Marco Sturm up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Was that a Bruins goalie being spectacular?
Season high 33 saves, Andy.
Woo! Wow. You shot 33 pucks at Swayman. Ooh, how many goals would that be?
A lot.
Take the over.
Good Lord. But the Boston Bruins go down 2-0 on my ride home, which elicited a text from me to Dan Ball that said, toast. You get blown out 7-2, and then you go down 2-0 immediately. This team is toast. And yet, they weren't toast. In fact, they came back to win. They played a good, solid hockey game. Now, I'm not sure what kind of foundational type game this was, whether this is an aberrational moment in their slow development. And I will say, I liked my guy, Marco Sturm, a little bit more post-game. I'm starting to realize Marco Sturm is a lot better to listen to after wins than losses. He's got a little bit of Andy to him in that he is definitely emotional. Like, he gets too high on the highs and too lows on the lows. And probably, the good thing is, I just talk on the radio. He actually he leads a dressing room full of men at a professional sports level. He might want to try to even that keel out a little bit, Fitzy.
I don't mind a coach that rides the wave. I don't mind a coach that has high highs and low lows like that. Like, especially in a sport like hockey. Yeah, sure. They have to play 82 of them, and you got to bounce back on a Tuesday night after a crush of a loss on a Monday. I don't mind that in the least bit from him. As a matter of fact, I feel like that's the kind of guy people respond to more than somebody who's just like an emotional flatline, you know, behind the glass.
Dan Ball, I don't want to say I'm worried about myself, but I find myself diving deeper into hockey stats and analytics lately.
Really? Oh, yeah. God, you caught the Dan Ball sickness. Why?
A little bit. Well, it's to be better prepared when somebody like Razor throws something at me on a Thursday afternoon, to be ready to maybe have a retort and not just accept his expected goals above expected blah, blah, blah crap that he's slinging.
So, but what does it mean, Razor? No, it means he's really good. Look, Allmark's bad. It means he's really good.
And apparently last night on the secondary broadcast on Nesson, it was Razor and Tuca doing the alternate broadcast, and the main broadcast made a little bit of a reference to, if you listen to the other broadcast, it's not the goalie's fault. It's never the goalie's fault. And I think it was mostly a joke, but you know what they say.
Yeah. Was it a tone issue?
A little bit of truth in every joke there.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. Mm-hmm.
But so I stumbled upon something today. I think it was from Fluto, maybe, on The Athletic. Charlie McAvoy, who we've been talking a lot about. You know, he kind of, I actually think, benefits from Swayman in that Swayman is seen as the most overpaid, overrated member of the Boston Bruins, when Charlie McAvoy might be in consideration for that that award.
Yeah.
Did you know McAvoy has been on the ice for 14 5-on-5 goals against this season?
Where does that rank in the NHL, Andy?
That is the most among any NHL defenseman. 14 5-on-5 goals, and he's been on the ice for him, the worst of any defenseman in hockey.
So you want a reason, another reason to appreciate your guy, Marco Sturm? He made what was a lineup decision that I think a lot of people wouldn't have expected, but ended up working wonders. He benched Mason Lorai.
I saw that,
If you remember, led the league in the worst plus minus a season ago. Yep. He has been McAvoy's partner pretty consistently since he got into the league. Benches him, changes the pairings around, and McAvoy has one of his better games of the season. So I think it's fair to say that McAvoy cannot carry one of his defense pairings. He needs another defender that can kind of help him out and allow him to take those risks. But it was a move that really worked, and you saw the benefits from that.
Just like Chris Carter said, always got to have a fall guy.
Right.
Well, you know, I might think that if you're paying a guy, and I forgot where his salary grew to, one day we were like
$9.5 million.
Yeah. Dollars.
No, it's an overpay. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying you got to deal with what you got at this point.
I feel like if he's making $9.5 million, he should make the guy next to him better, not be like, that guy's not very good. Getting out of here. I need some more help. Like, no, we pay you $9.5 million to be really good.
Not wrong.
So maybe that is part of it. But I thought that was an important win last night, because this felt a little bit like circling the drains, as our friends at John Sewer would say, that this season was spiraling very early out of control. You had been starting to focus on Penn State hockey. You'd been starting to focus on, like, Tankathon. They're in the three spot. They could get the best top three pick, whatever.
I promise you I wasn't alone, but I will take the brunt of that for the show. Yeah.
Yes, no, I'm not saying you were alone, but you were our representative in that lane.
Tank Commander Dan Ball. Reporting for duty here on Afternoons.
And this was a game where you're like, okay, maybe we need to cliche pump the brakes a little bit on just how bad this team is. And I will also say, if we're going to talk forever about, and Jaylen Brown has been leading the charge, you know, it's early and it's going to take a while. We got to figure things out. And that whole, don't we have to say the same thing about the Bruins with a new coach and new systems and new thing? Like, I think Fitzy, there's two teams here. Now, mm-hmm. We can believe one has the potential to be better than the other. That's fine. But early in the season, don't we have to afford both of them the opportunity to just kind of figure out what their new identity is going to be?
No, we got to tell them to play better now. Otherwise, we're going to talk about them in a negative capacity.
Of course we do. But the thing is, we parrot their company line of preaching patience and giving them time to evolve and figure out who they are. And then people jump down their throats with, well, you had all offseason for that, and I don't want to hear that because I'm paying top dollar, and you know, you guys should have already gotten this together. This is pro sports, not a developmental league, which I understand, but you've got two teams with massive, I won't say chemistry issues, but that are chemistry experiments in the Celtics and the Bruins. Personally, I think the Celtics will figure it out faster just because they have slightly more established stars. But if these Bruins are a 500 team the remainder of the season or therein, wouldn't you consider this a step in the right direction and a successful experiment?
Yeah, it'll be a middling year. And a 500 team, at least you were competitive. And they do fight. You know, that's another example last night where you go down 2-0 and you could pack it in and suck and just sulk. You fight back. You get a win. Now, big picture, what does it earn you to be a mediocre team in the middle of the standings? I don't know. Would you be better off tanking as Dan Ball wants to and going down that road? Maybe. We'll see. But we'll get back to the Bruins a little bit later. But, yes, we're paying attention. Yes, you got a victory. And, yes, you took my money because at 3-2 Bruins, Dan Ball told me, you got to like the Islanders' money line here. And I go, okay, I've had a couple app open, bet Islanders' money line, and now, it was another donation.
You lost the bet, and I still think it's a great bet. That's how confident I was.
I do too, Dan Ball. That's why
I continue.
But
the city won.
I'll listen to you, Dan Ball, any day. 617-779-7937 if you want to react to the Patriots trade deadline or the Boston Bruins getting a much-needed victory. Up next, it is 3 o'clock. That means it's time for our three-point stances. And I'm going to give you the classic Aaron Rodgers, relax. Just relax about one of the teams in the city of Boston. That's my three-point stance up next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.